on KZE. Trist here with ya, and you are listening to Nighthawks Radio. That was U2 with New Year's Day to celebrate, you know, the Irish and St. Patrick's Day yesterday. You gotta play some U2. That's a great one to play at dance parties as well. And speaking of St. Patrick's Day, a funny memory popped into my head. I'll tell you a little funny story. I've had the same friends literally since kindergarten, so we've been through it all together. And two of my besties, Jade and Brittany, convinced me in second grade that there was a little tiny leprechaun door behind the radiator in the girls' bathroom at the after-school program. And I remember Jade going to open the leprechaun door, and I remember freaking out, and I ran out of the bathroom. I pictured this thing like getting really big and like us walking into leprechaun land, so I was like kind of horrified by that. But I had just mentioned that today to her, and we were hysterical because I googled leprechaun door, and the first image that came up was pretty much how I pictured the leprechaun door to look like in second grade. Look, I'm still traumatized after all these years. I can't help it. Anyway, coming up next, let's go into some Mad Season. This album was actually released March 14th, 1995. And this one is called Long Gone Day.
So much blood, I'm starting to drown. Runs from cold to colder. Time to time, the sky's coming down.
Thank you. see big, big, big. All of my fears came true. Black and blue and broken bones, you left me here alone. My little piggy needed something new. Nothing can stop me. Cause I don't care anymore. Nothing can stop me now. Cause I don't care. Nothing can stop me now. Cause I don't care anymore. Nothing can stop me now. Cause I just don't.
KZE, you're listening to Nighthawks Radio. I'm your host, Trist. Follow me on Instagram at TristOfficial, TRYST underscore official. That was Piggy by Nine Inch Nails, which is pretty much a life-changing album for me. I literally remember buying that album when I was 14. I think it was like one of the first albums like I bought with my own money. And I went back to my best friend's house, put it on the CD player. Track two, which was Piggy, I remember just being like, whoa, I never heard anything like this. The fact that this was like this like goth industrial band doing like a jazzy, almost kind of blues song. I mean, it just opened so many musical doors for me. So the Downward Spiral, baby, that is a definitive Nine Inch Nails album released March 8th, 1994. 94 really was such an amazing year for music. I can name like a ton of albums off the top of my head that came out that year that are just game changing and iconic. Coming up next, some more iconic music from Roxy Music. And this is called Bittersweet. Let's do it.
Such a sad affair. I've opened up my heart, oh, so many times, but now it's closed. Then you
Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. Trist here with you, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE. That was Bittersweet by Roxy Music, and that is off the album Country Life. That's the last song I'll be playing tonight off that album, because I played like four already, but I told you I was going to. I warned you. And I love that track because it's got this like spooky cabaret vibe to it. And speaking of cabaret, I would love to invite you out April 17th to the Colony in Woodstock for Spring Fever Sirens. This is going to be springtime, blossoming, colorful, floral, can be funny, silly, classic, a little bit of everything. Tickets are on sale now at a discounted rate for the pre-sale price, so get them at Eventbrite or colonywoodstock.com. I will be hosting and also performing in it. We got a lot of amazing acts coming through. Burlesque, music, cabaret, pole, snake dancer, you name it, baby. We got it. Stick around. More Nighthawks music coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
KZE, you're listening to Nighthawks Radio. Trist here with you, and you just heard Time by Pink Floyd off Dark Side of the Moon, which was also released March 1st, 1973. 73, another great year for music, I believe. The rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust came out that year, and Roxy Music for Your Pleasure. Good stuff, honey, good stuff. I had the privilege of actually seeing that song done live when I saw Roger Waters live in concert. I've seen him, I think, two or three times. And he's a madman, you know? He is really just the crazy mind behind Pink Floyd. And I really respect his madness. music madness. And coming up, what do we got for you? Oh, look at this. Another March release, and actually, this is a definitive goth album released March 11th, 1985. Stitches of Mercy, First and Last and Always. I'm going to play the song Marianne. Shout out to my mother, Marianne. Here we go.
Across the water, across the waves, I hear you calling Maria.
Welcome back to Nighthawks Radio. Trist here with you, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE. That was the Sisters of Mercy with Marianne, one of my favorite goth albums of all time. Listen to it from start to finish. It's so good. Really sets the mood. You need like a glass of wine and like black cigarettes. Remember those black clove cigarettes? I don't think they make those anymore. I'm not condoning smoking though, by the way. I'm just saying, this is just my own experiences. And we're going to be winding down the show soon. I hope you have enjoyed tonight's music. As always, I am here every Wednesday, 7 to 9. And stick around. We've got more coming your way.
Break of day, I'm a little bit curious, yeah.
98.1 KZE. Trist here with ya, and you're listening to Nighthawks Radio. That was my song, Vulgar Virtue, that I released March of 2020. And since we were celebrating March releases in this show, I had to do mine, because why the hell not? Wow. That one I actually wrote, I got the bass line while taking a walk on a sunset evening. And I was staying at my grandmother's house. I had moved out of Brooklyn because I had a whole crazy life change and ended up back in Long Island for a bit. But all is good, because in that I wrote this album, and I am super proud of this being my first album. Go check out Vulgar Virtue and Indigo Sky. Those are my first two albums I released, and working on my third. I've released about 4 songs now for the upcoming one. So follow me on Instagram at TristOfficial, TRYST underscore official, to hear my latest tunes. And see where I'm going to be at. I've got a lot of events coming up. 328 at Unicorn Bar in Kingston for the Nightwave 80s Dark Wave Party, 80s and 90s and more. And 417 at The Colony for Spring Fever Sirens, a burlesque and cabaret show. I hope you had a wonderful night with me. I will see you again next Wednesday, 7 to 9, right here on 98.1. And speaking of Dark Wave, why don't we play some She Wants Revenge to close us out? This one is called Written in Blood. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I will see you next week. Talk to you soon. Have a wonderful night.